All right, what's up, y'all? I'm sitting here feeding my son, and I'm trying to knock this out because when you have all these responsibilities, sometimes it can be hard to get to it. But updates on the chapter 3 and 4 of A Phytomian Story, part 1 through 3. Everybody, my beta readers and those who are on my Substack, have been reading part 1, Love Amidst the Chaos. If you would like to join in and catch up with us, please reach out to me, let me know. But it is on my Substack for you to read those chapters. So, oh my God, you definitely just did that while I'm on this podcast. Cool, he just pooped in my hands. Anyway, let's keep this short and sweet. So, to my beta readers, where we left off, Sarad and Carlanya, they went about being lifetime. But Carlanya, she did get sick and she was stuck within the healer's hut. That's at a whole different planet. Sorry. She was stuck being healed in Confidenesia, which is one of the sectors on this planet. And she didn't want to be there because the people in Confidenesia, you guessed it, are too confident. And they don't double check their things. And caused her to actually get more sick till a guy named Entelechus, who's from Cowardanus, as the people from Entelechus are extremely smart. They don't trust in combat as much as they trust in their minds. And it's to the benefit because they've helped the planet to be what it is in such a great place with technology. So once she got better, they got lifetied. Then Sarad and Carlanya did the do, and now she is a life giver, meaning she's pregnant. But with all this happiness that happens, there was also some horror that came as well, because the Circle of Chaos came down and brought trouble. They not only defeated Locke, which is the League of Courageous Knights, they had one of the members was actually with a dark figure who goes by the name of Wham. Did I give that away too soon? No, I didn't. It's in there. Anyway, Wham and Dark Gladimore come through. They run across one of Locke's members who was Gladimore, and Wham said a couple of words. Next thing you know, both the Gladimores and Wham are messing up the entire team of Locke and sent the entire planet into depression, and they took over the entire world, Phytomia, under the Circle of Chaos. Sarad wanted to help. He really wanted to help because he's a combat leader on that planet, but he couldn't go out and help his homies because he now has this family. So in the midst of all this craziness, while people are figuring out the new regime and what to do, what not to do, who's being made of an example of, his first priority became Carlanya and the child. But he still managed to sneak off, go to the old lock base, find Gladimore and the other Gladimore. And that doesn't get confusing because eventually his old friend who was a part of Locke is now called Chaos. He finds Chaos Gladimore and they don't see him. He's hiding. Then they leave. And then he bounces back off to go back to his wife and be like, oh my God, this place is not what it used to be. And he was just hoping to get his friend back. But anyway, I got to stop before I butcher the story or tell you too much or something like that. To my beta readers, the things of which y'all said to me that stuck out. Savannah, you said I should add a map to the book. Oh my God, that is super cool. I don't know why I didn't even think about that, because I see this entire map of the planets and it just would be cool to make it, as there are more sectors than the 4 that I focus on in this story. But in part 2, I almost did it. I see why it's so hard not to give away stuff. And then you also brought up the voices for characters and such. Given that Savannah is good with the voices, I think that is an awesome idea, for the sake of if this became an audio book. And some of the characters do have verbiage that goes deeper into the tone of their voice, and then some don't. But yeah, so cool on that part. What else? Nicole, you noticed Carlanya being sick, being something tied to real life, because that was the case with my wife, whose name is Carly. That's pretty cool that you were to catch that. Everybody that read it, they all have just said it was like, oh man, that was sad that this happened to the character, blah, 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 blah. But for you, knowing your friend and being able to see through that cosmically fictional way that I wrote that, that's what's up. And it's not the only time of which I've added something from real life, as I feel like even though this is a fictional story, there is a lot of real life that hits to home within this. Even a time where I was depressed, I don't mind saying that it definitely found its way into the pages, because just how I live, or at least I try to, My writing does the same thing, is where it's like all I can be is honest. And I hope that people resonate with that. I hope that the ways of which I've done that, not just for my character, but for many other characters, that it really clicks to you and it causes you to attach down the road. But anyway, that was awesome. And what else was brought up? The regime. I got some good words as to how I worded the new regime of the Circle of Chaos and how they, took over the planet, malnourished the people, and just a ton of stuff that lets you know that they were no longer an advanced civilization, but now they're under the rule of this dictatorship, this evil dictatorship. And I'm happy that I was able to write that in a way that you were able to visualize it and you were able to see it. What was the other one? I'll end with this one for now. Sarad, the one of the things that was said was, I wonder how Sarad is going to go about the choices he has to now make. And this is in reference to the Circle of Chaos taking over, whooping on his guys, Team Lock. He's helped them train, but also now having a family and not wanting to let them down. We just gotta have to wait and see. What is he gonna do? You know, is he gonna let his ego get the best of him and he go over there and try to fight off folks, or is he gonna go back home, you know, and say, hey, let's make a move? That's my little boy. He over here farting and pooping. I hope y'all appreciate that in the background. This could have been super clear and all you hear is my voice, but whatever. This is move happening in real time. Lastly, I'll say, you all wanted to know, it was a person that said, Daisy, you said you wanted to know what inspired me to do it all. And I always say it in short little sentences to people, but I feel like I'm going to say that for an episode on its own. He just farted on me again, so I'm going to go ahead and say this is the end of this episode, as this bottle is done, but the poop is not. So, till next time, make sure y'all keep up. Next week, I will be releasing an episode on Monday instead of Wednesday, which gives my beta readers and those on my Substack. And you can also follow me on Instagram at P4P, boardgames@gmail.com. Again, P4P, P, then a number 4, and then P, board games, and message me. I'll send you the link and it should be there. I'm here. I love hearing from y'all. I love that everybody's been so much a part of this entire process as I've been making these board games, writing these stories. And again, like I say, this story is 85,000 words, and I'm not even counting all the other stories that I have written for the characters, because there will be no character that does not have something that really is going on with them. I'm not going to have any filler names. That name is there for a reason. Trust me. All right. I love y'all so much. Peace. And again, I will share that story as to the full inspiration and why I'm doing it all in an episode on its own.